Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Insanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part. I say that to you all the time. I mean, I feel like a broken record, right? But it's like Sesame Street. Remember Sesame? Everything was done in repetition. If you do it repetition, people can remember it. I figure if I irritate you enough, you just go, oh, that guy again. Yeah, get involved. I just irritate the crud out of you, and you'll either stay here and listen, you'll get involved, you'll get engaged, you'll do something, because that's the problem right now. I know, hit the ground running, right? We got a lot of people that are complaining about stuff, but they're not doing anything about it, because they feel like they can't do anything about it. So I always tell you, get informed. Once you get informed, once you have the information you need, this should be, I'm not going to say it is, this should be a slam dunk for you. Right? And many of us, I'm not the smartest guy in the room, I just happen to have a microphone in front of my face. And I bring on people that have a clue. I mean, seriously. That's why I bring on Dr. B. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does every week, or mostly every week, I'll put it that way right now. And I appreciate her input, I appreciate her time. And Dr. B, how was your turkey day?
It was awesome. I had my friend Shirley Hussar. Kids over. She passed away last January, and she was an amazing voice for the African-American community to become Republicans and conservatives. So although we miss her greatly, we have our kiddos that feel the same, and we had them over. So it was the last we talked religion and politics.
Wow. No, wonderful. Come on. That's impossible. You can't do that.
It was great.
What's funny about this, though, is if you think about it, I went to church with her. Now, you and I have never, been together church-wise. I went to church with her, and you ended up becoming friends with her.
Yeah, like 20 years ago we became friends. Yeah, what church was that?
Crenshaw Christian Center, with Pastor Price.
Oh, it was Crenshaw with Fred. Yeah, I grew up watching Fred Price, yeah.
Yeah, that was let me get a little racist for a minute, right? So growing up as a white boy in a Catholic church, when I went to... When I went to that church for the first time, I was like, these people are crazy. Because you don't see, that's not the kind of worship you see and I'm not putting down Catholics, I'm just saying, it's not the kind of worship you see in a Catholic church. It's not what you're used to seeing, but man, they know how to praise, they know how to do worship,
Absolutely. I went to a wedding and they were doing worship there. You know, same church Fred Price was officiating. And yeah, and I'm like, this is a wedding. This is awesome.
I know. It's totally different. So I would imagine you've got a lot of questions, or you've had a lot of questions about the holidays, about, Thanksgiving, Christmas. And again, people, this is a time of year where people get extremely depressed. I hear this year that... Yeah. Was it one out of every three families really won't be buying any Christmas gifts to speak of because they don't have money, yeah. Although I keep saying I know you're going to laugh at me, but I'm going to say it anyway, right? If it's Jesus' birthday, why are we buying gifts for each other? I don't understand, but whatever.
Because he was a giver. We can give.
But,
all good.
Yeah, right? Okay, I had to throw my Joeism in there. But really, seriously, I mean, if you don't have the money to give, things are going. It shouldn't be about what you're going to buy somebody, right? Let's keep the Christ in Christmas. You're getting depressed because you know maybe you can't be with family. Maybe you don't have the money to be with family. I don't know. You're the expert. What can people do in these years?
Yeah. No, I appreciate that people talk about it. I've got my good friend Jimmy Klaus, who is a veteran in all the respect, and he just reminded me a couple weeks ago about, you know, just loving on our veterans, our PTF veterans. Someone asked me why I call them PTF. I don't know if people know why it's not PTSD anymore. It's because it's post-traumatic stress disorder, right, is what it used to be. And it's not really a disorder. I think that's, at this point, very misleading when you're talking about PTS with veterans. So they drop the D. So it's just post-traumatic stress. So that is why I get that question a lot. Why did you drop the D? And I'm like, I didn't. They officially dropped it, and I support that because they don't want to lump what veterans are going through and what they're facing with every other mental disorder. It is pretty unique. So I just want to tell people that so they can stop messaging me about what that is. But across the board, we need to remember that NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, what people need to understand is during the holidays, and it starts November 1st, and it goes until about January 15th. That's what's considered this holiday period when you're looking at mental illness, and this is a real thing because we're in the crux of it. We're in the pit of it right now. And while everybody's happy and serving, I love that, and having family time, it does strike a chord of depression and suicidal ideation with people. So a quarter of people that are diagnosed with a mental illness, one quarter, find that the holidays make it their condition a lot worse. And there's a suicidal ideation that goes with about 25% of people diagnosed. And then the people who are more depressed and suffer from more anxiety and traumatic thoughts and suicidal ideation is 40%. So those are significant. You and I have been talking about COVID and the havoc it has wreaked on our youth and teens.
Put a pause on that because we've got to go for commercial.
Okay.
Come back. I want to finish up because a lot of people have been asking me about the stuff that's going on during the holidays with others. You know, we'll be back in a few minutes. People, don't go far. A lot more with Dr. B when we return.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855, I'm Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Send me an email. I've got a question. Joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. But if you want to watch live, listen live, and get involved in the chat room, just go to joemessina.com. It's right there, right up front. If you miss it and you don't see it, you probably shouldn't be driving. Okay, Dr. B joins me. She does every week, Dr. Bridget Melson, and we're talking about some of the things going on during the holiday. I like to say the Christmas season. Can we stop saying the holidays?
The holy days.
Yeah, okay. All right,
the holy
sure.
Days.
Yeah, what do you, yeah, okay.
Out of why.
This is Dr. Squishy, and, you know, I said to the guys yesterday, I was like, all right, you're okay with Happy Holidays? Great. On Valentine's Day, I mean, February is one of the most holiday-driven months, okay? You know, got President's Day and birthdays and all that. I said, look deep into your wife's eyes.
on Valentine's night at the table and say, "Happy holidays, honey," and see what she does. I mean, seriously. It takes the whole meaning out of it. But
it sounds kind of weird when you say it like that, right?
See? Come on. Oh. You look at Jesus and go, "Jesus, happy holidays, buddy."
Happy holidays.
All right. Anyway. All right, you get back to seriousness now. We're talking about the you know, some of the things that people are going through, the holidays and what have you.
Yes. Just the, you know, the uptick in depression and suicidal ideation for sure. It's just something to be aware of. And, you know, I think that just the gift of serving others and looking for ways. There are so many needs in this arena that I think that's what Christmas is about and the holy days are about, are truly giving back. You know, I love being on the CPS board because we get to bless, you know, these foster kids. We get to bless kids who are getting adopted. And, you know, for some of them, it's their first Christmas. For some of them, this is the only gift they're going to get. So I'm all for giving to others. We've toned it down way with our kids. You know, they each get their gift or two. And, of course, my mom, you know, spoils them a little bit. But we're all about buying gifts for other people and people in need and doing the Blue Santa, you know, that a lot of cities do and towns, which is people helping people in the community. But, yeah, you're right. I think that here's the thing, too, I'm hearing, and it's shocking, but it's not. But it's hit. This whole recession thing, this wave, has hit people hard. I have never seen more people on our local, you know, message boards saying they can't buy cat food and dog food for their animals. Like, they're like, I'm not wanting to ask for money, but can anybody drop by, you know, some dog food or cat food? I can't even afford a Christmas tree. I can't afford what I need to make a Christmas meal. And it's not just one or two people. I mean, we're in the 20s and 30s. And even in Texas, it's wild. I don't know if you're seeing that, but it's starting to really hit. I'm curious what, you know, the consumer reports are going to show as far as, you know, who's buying. And I know Black Friday was a bust. You know, Walmart and Target both reported lows,
yeah.
You know, on that. But, and then people are still voting for Trump, or excuse me, still voting for Biden. I don't, you know, in these polls, I don't understand. I told you, I was looking through, you know, some of these little reels and videos, and I love this kid. He's like 22. He's this Gen Z guy, and he's for Trump, but he doesn't say anything. And he gets people, you know, walking down the street and say, "Who are you going to vote for? You know, hey, who are you going to vote for in 2024? You know, Biden or Trump?" And these people, you know, "Oh, Biden all the way." And he's like, "Why? Don't you watch the news?" It's like, what? He's a rapist. He's going to go to prison. He's been exonerated of everything. Rapists usually are in prison, especially if they're high profile. Pretty sure he's not that. Right? But nobody can. But when that lady said, "Don't you watch CNN?" And I'm just like, "Oh, my goodness."
That explains it. There you go.
There you have it. There you have it. Mental health 101. Watch the news.
Like, they're like Borg drones. They sit there. They watch that stuff. And it's got to them, it's gospel truth. And CNN has been caught in lie after lie after lie. But yet, they'll tell you how Fox has been caught. And I'm not a Fox watcher, but they'll tell you how Fox has been caught in lie after lie after lie, and they believe it. I have that Sesame Street joke. I use it all the time. It's like, you know, the way Sesame Street taught young kids was through repetition, right? They kept saying it. This is 2 + 2 = 4. Did you know that? 2 + 2 = 4. And they just stayed on it. By the way, that was absolutely the Count. Remember him? Yeah.
The Count Dracula. Yes.
So...
Yes.
So, and that's what these people do, the CNN people, the whatever, they keep spewing the same story over and over again with authority. They make it sound like they actually have a clue. And I think this is what drives it home with some of these people.
1 million zillion percent. And, you know, we've talked about how there is a psychology of how the news influences us. Mass media has destroyed this country. Again, with this millennial guy who, you know, interviews these people, and they're just saying, well, Trump has destroyed this country, and so have conservatives and right-wing. People are just about hate and taking rights away. And I'm just like, what rights? What? Joe and I haven't taken your rights away. What are you talking about? We don't have the power to take your rights away. We get to vote like you, but you've taken our rights away, right? You've taken our voice away on social media. You're the ones that get us banned. You're the ones that are Christophobic and hate us. And just how the media knows how to tap in to that prideful, sinful nature of lost and blinded human beings. It's brilliant, really. But it's also, you know, people, when I say it's satanic, people are like, oh my gosh, isn't that a little far? And I'm like, no, because that's what he's about. Not. He's about pride, right? And greed and misinformation and getting you off of the truth just 1%. That's all, 1 degree, excuse me. He just has to get you 1 degree off. And he knows that you belong to him. So, if people want to say that, you know, I use evil and that, you know, that word way too freely, well, there, to me, in my mind, there's good and there's evil. And if you're not doing good, which is God and morals and morality and thinking for yourself, you can go watch C-SPAN. You can go on all kinds of websites and actually watch the Trump trials and see what's going on. You can Google the transcripts and the Freedom of Information Act and get all of this information that shows that he's been exonerated of just about everything. In 3 states, they have already overturned the county results because of the extra votes to the tune of almost 70,000 now in three counties. Yeah. That Trump was right. So much.
Oh, yeah. And you know, people need to understand that the court cases that were thrown out were thrown out because of evidence or what have you. They were thrown out because either the people didn't have standing or for procedural errors. We can talk more about this on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Dr. B will still be with me when we return.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel the difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. GOP Congressman Ronnie Jackson is urging President Biden to undergo a cognitive test or withdraw from the presidential race.
You know, look at what's going on right now domestically. I mean, what he's done to our country. And he's not in control. He does not know what's going on.
The former White House physician, a Texas Republican who previously provided President Trump with perfect health scores, expressed concern about the 81-year-old commander-in-chief, suggesting that the situation may be too challenging to manage. Nikki Haley's campaign is picking up a big endorsement from a Republican super PAC. The Political Action Network, financed largely by billionaire Charles Koch, has endorsed the former South Carolina governor's bid for the White House. The group Americans for Prosperity Action said Haley has what it takes to lead a policy agenda to take on our nation's biggest challenges. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
That is my new favorite term, jackwagon. I love it. People don't even know what it means. It's great. Offends a whole bunch of people, but they're fine with it. Anyhow. Dr. B joins me in just a second here. You know, we were talking about in the last segment, some of the things we were talking about came to mind. You know, Sam Adams was probably the poorest of our founding fathers. He's called the father of the American Revolution. When he made it to Congress or got voted in, the man didn't even have a suit to go with. I love telling the story. And the people in his area, they put together a collection, if you would, and they bought him a suit to go represent them in. And you know, that came to mind recently when we had, you know, Fetterman there, or whatever his name is, showing up in shorts and whatever. I'm going, these guys gave their lives. There's a bit of decorum that needs to be shown. And they just don't care. But he wrote a letter. Adams wrote a letter to James Warren. In the letter, he states, a general dissolution of principles and manners will more surely, pay attention, overthrow the liberties of America than the whole force of the common enemy. While the people are virtuous, they cannot be subdued. But once they lose their virtue, they will be ready to surrender their liberties to the first external or internal invader. How necessary, then, is it for those who are determined to transmit the blessings of liberty as a fair inheritance to posterity to associate on public principles in support of public virtue? In other words, we're supposed to be a moral society. Dr. B, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time.
Yes. Amen to that. Not for me being on, but to the fact that, you know, we were founded as a Christian nation society with morals. People don't realize that the Ten Commandments are the basis of a lot of our laws, right? Do not murder, do not, you know, so many things, because we have to have order, we have to have law. And boy, have we done a 180. It's mind blowing, And I really do blame, you know, the media and the psychology of negative, posting and thinking. It just taps into that piece of sin nature that we have. And, you know, we've been given the right and the capability by our Creator, from whom we are endowed. I mean, it's in our documents.
Listen, doctor, isn't it interesting that the guys who wanted nothing to do with religion, everything they wrote had something to do with the Creator? I mean, maybe they were schizophrenic or delusional or whatever. I don't know.
They must have been. I mean, the Declaration of Independence is just, it's just terrible people, right? They state that all men are created equal. Well, we can't have that.
No.
We're endowed by our Creator, capital C. We have unalienable rights that life include life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I mean, it's a terrible, terrible thing.
Yeah. Jefferson, I say he's our first documented case of Alzheimer's because supposedly he was totally against church and state, yet every Sunday he held services in a federal building. And there were over 2,000 people at one point attending those services, and the military band played the hymns. So he, unless the dictionary changed, there's a real conundrum here, isn't there?
People just don't know their history. They completely misunderstand the separation of church and state. If one more person, those are my two pet peeves when I talk about, you know, God and how we need a moral code in our government. We have separation of church and state. Okay, so we should have no morals in government? We shouldn't demand that we uphold a moral code for our leaders? Okay, great.
Well, you've heard people say you don't need God to have moral codes. And I always say to them,
yeah.
Oh, really? So tell me, what's the basis
it?
Of your code then?
All the time. This is what I say all the time. And they're just like, from me. Okay, from you, great. So you should decide what's right and wrong. Yes, everyone should. And that's, again, where I bring up Charles Manson and Jeffrey Dahmer. They did what they thought was right. Yeah, but they're hurting people. Okay, so you get to decide what's hurting people and what's not. Great. That's frightening. That is really frightening. It just makes absolutely no sense. It's just so prideful and so self-absorbed, you know, when people – you know, want to say things like that. I mean, I just stop, you know, discussing at that point because there isn't, they don't get it. You know, I keep seeing more and more people on my Facebook pop up. People, I don't even know where they come from, just saying that there's no such thing as religion or God or, you know, it's like, okay, why are you talking about him then if he doesn't exist?
Why does it bother you? Why does something that doesn't exist, I mean, come on. Give me the psychological blueprint here. Why does something that doesn't exist bother them so much?
Right.
That in and of itself should be a psychological situation, don't you think?
Because it does bother them. It's conviction. It's eating at them because they are so irritated because they are made in the image of God. Each of us is made in God's image because that's who created us. And it just drives them insane that they can't get, you know, they can't take it off, you know. They just can't get out of the image, and it's like it's an eternal battle. I mean, look at this world. People are just calling for peace. Why can't there be peace? Well, there can't be peace until y'all stop the hate and you just surrender to goodness. But again, you know, they can't wrap their minds around. They're just filled with such hate. I think that's the scariest thing is seeing how the media creates such contempt. You know, you and I talk about hate and things like that we see, but it's contempt. It's deeper. It's a deeper heart issue, and it's a hardening of heart. It's everything God said was going to happen, and it's a complete disregard for anything moral. And when you have to turn into yourself because you're not looking outward and opening your mind to the possibility of a creator, then we see mental illness, you know, or it looks like mental illness. You just are imploding, you know, from the inside out. Your mind can't handle it. We are not meant to just live in just unhappiness and hatred toward others. And the more you deny that that's what you're feeling, you just literally will go crazy. And we're seeing it. You see these people, and these protesters, you know, these liberal ones that just go crazy and jump up and down, and what they're wearing and the piercings that they have places that shouldn't even have piercings. It's just, you literally have just shown the world what contempt and hate looks like, and they're wearing it on the outside. And where I get a lot of messaging, and where I feel bad is for the people who actually do have biological issues, you know, that are leading to depression or anxiety or life, traumatic life events. And again, our veterans that are suffering, you know, with PTS, that have a reason, you know, they fought. They are seeing our freedoms stripped from us one by one, the freedoms they fought for, the freedoms they saw people die for. And they are literally silently, quietly, slowly going mad because of it. And I just want to tell all of them, you're not alone. You just surrender it. Keep surrendering it and know that you are loved. And this is bigger than you, and that our Creator will take care of it. But it's a crazy time.
The thing that bothers me, again, I told you about my situation out here with the school board, but then I'm looking at these...
Yes.
These protests, pro-Hamas, pro-Israel, what have you, and the fact that the babies that were killed, the people that were killed, the savage way this all went down, doesn't seem to bother those. I don't want to say all of those on the left. I don't want people that kind of, but the far left, the progressive left, it doesn't seem to bother them. Anything goes. Now, this has got to scare you. Anything goes in the name of social justice. Well, where does that leave us? What does that mean to be willing to do to us?
Absolutely. Yes. This whole gospel of social justice that has replaced, you know, any kind of common sense.
But what's happened, you know, we got to go to commercial, but what's happened to your feelings, your humanity, as they love to say? If you have no problem with that. Anyway, we'll talk more about that when we come back. Join us in your house. Don't go far.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-
1-800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boys, it is a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, head over to MyPillow.com. You still got time to stay out of the doghouse, so to speak, right? Christmas is coming up, and, you know, your honey probably could use a new robe. Seriously, if you see what she's been walking around in, this is really what you want. You got robes, you got slippers, beautiful sheets, great pillow. I mean, check it out. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Joe. You'll save anywhere from 30 to 70% on whatever it is you buy. You know, I didn't know until recently, but there's doggy beds there. There's all kinds of stuff. Check it out. They make great gifts. You're helping somebody who helps you, who fights the causes that you want to fight but don't have the ability to. Mike Lindell fights those causes with and for you. And I make a few bucks. It'd be kind of nice to make some money at this once in a while. So MyPillow.com, promo code Joe, saves you 30 to 70%. You get some great product. And if you really can't stand them, He's got until he's set it up so you can return this stuff up until March of 2024. Nobody does that. So, you know, go to the places, don't spend your money at a place that brings a Chinese product, the people that hate your guts. Why would you support them? It's crazy. Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me, as she does pretty much every week. I always appreciate her time with me as well, right? Dr. B, I mean, the best way to ruin your relationship is, you know, buy something cruddy for your honey for Christmas. You know what I'm saying?
Right. We like nice, sweet things. You should know us. Get a list.
Yeah.
Get a list. I like comfy things. I like all kinds of comfy things. So it's personal. It's very personal.
I was asking you during the last break, segment, about, you know, the humanity of those who cheer and are excited at the fact that these babies were burned alive, beheaded, and those girls were raped and drug around town naked with their naked raped bodies. They saw joy in this.
Yes. Yes. And I would say for about 25 years, I have been studying basically the desensitization of America. I mean, maybe that's the name of the next book, is The Desensitization of America. And what is going on, and I don't think, I'll never forget that about 7 years ago when I was seeing this teenager, and the fact that he didn't care, I mean, he was very yes man, very polite, but did not care about getting in trouble, did not care about rules, right? This antisocial personality, we call it, you know, they're anti-society. And I sat in front of those parents after a lengthy visit with this young man over the course of many weeks, and I told them, I'm so sorry, but he's got sociopathic tendencies. And, you know, there was more to it. I didn't just sit down and tell them that. But this is my diagnosis, and it's funny that up until now, 7 years ago, it is actually true. I mean, what this child has done and you know, been arrested and what is that? It's like, this is my gift. I get it. I get people. I can read them. But the dad just about, I think he left my office, but the mom's like, thank you. That's what I thought, blah, blah, blah. So the problem is I'm seeing such an increase because of social media and what people believe. And I see parents not parenting. I see a lot of incredible parents that listen to me and to God and to themselves and their instincts. And I want to say a shout out to you people. Yes, you're great. You've got to keep doing it. I know you feel like you're going against the flow of society. You truly are. You are few and far between. It's unfortunate that we're the rare ones, but we're seeing a trend, and there are, the APA is seeing this, and that is one of the main psychological associations. And if they're saying it in university, you know, if Harvard's seeing it and Johns Hopkins are seeing this, so altogether this research is showing that because parents are not parenting, and because they are allowing social media to parent them and the news media to parent them, that we are seeing an enormous rise in desensitization, which is diagnosed, the clinical diagnosis for that is sociopathology and psychopathology, to the tune where they are now saying, the APA, that up to 8% of the population is sociopathic, and up to 15% of these millennials and Gen Zers are what they call, quote, almost psychopathic. And what they thought before, the theory was that they believed that sociopaths are made, right? You can raise them, and according to what their environment is, and lack of parenting or poor parenting or abusive parenting, they can become sociopaths. Now, there's this new area, this new section that they're calling almost psychopathic, that they are desensitized. That they watch the news and kids are saying, it doesn't bother me. And they're watching these videos and these reels all the time of people dying and getting hurt. And you keep doing that and you are going to be desensitized. You're going to be desensitized when you see it in real life. You're going to be desensitized, you know, when you're raising a family, you're not going to parent well. And we're just seeing this cycle. And that is troubling. It is absolutely troubling. So you're right with the Israel Hamas thing. I've seen so many posts that people, these kids are just like, what's the big deal? You know? And I'm like, oh my gosh, what do you, one of my good friend's brothers works for, I won't say, but one of the more liberal agencies, and his job was to go through all of the raw footage, all of that, and get what he could, you know, for the news reporters so they could play it without throwing up. And this guy was just throwing up the whole time. And he said it was horrible. It was horrible. Yeah. And that is the normal reaction. So parents need to, you got to wake up. You've got to get these phones out of their hands.
Please.
I know. I don't, it's not happening. I don't, you've got to stop. Instagram, I don't know if you know, can I go on to this really important?
Just keep, you can have the next 5 minutes. Go for it. I'm sure you're getting more questions than I am.
This is something I posted on Facebook that I said you guys need to listen to this and you need to forward. You need to stop what you're doing. You need to hear every word I'm saying right now. This comes from industry professionals, people in software, people in social media business, people that are investigators. I see it all the time, and I'm going back and backtracking and taking everything I can off of all my social media because this has made me sick. All day when I found this out, I am absolutely sick to my stomach. So I don't think people understand AI, what AI, the impact, the negative impact of AI. So you've got AI now because people always post pictures of their kids, right? Teenagers on down. Here's on Friday we did this. Here's my kid at this school. Here's we're at school at 8 a.m. Okay, at 3 o'clock I'm picking them up. Here are all my friends, my kids' friends, right? All of this. Well, now that AI is a component, and this is where you need to understand where AI is extremely dangerous, what is going on already, Instagram already has this entire section that you can go and be a part of this whole community. But AI is taking that, and this is people behind it, taking your kids' pictures. They're aging them, number one, and they're also putting obscene bodies with the picture of your toddlers, and they are selling that on the Internet. The other thing is they're using it for cyberbullying. They're taking, like, your teenage or your middle school kid, and they're attaching obscene bodies to that as well and saying, look what she sent me, look what he sent me. You can't unsend that. Once it's out in social media, it's out there. The other thing that's a problem with AI, and they're taking pictures of your kids and teenagers, they're becoming victims of identity fraud, and they're more susceptible to that as they get older. You've got to take your kids' pictures off of the Internet. You have to take them off of social media. This AI has been such a huge issue. And if your child becomes a victim, say, of identity fraud, right, you've got to alert the credit bureaus. But also, that is something that takes months, if not years, if not a lifetime, to undo. There's definitely a risk of physical harm and kidnapping because you're sending these pictures out, where your kids go to school, what time you're dropping them off, and these people are putting together complete portfolios and preying on your kids on when to go get them. I mean, the FBI has raised alarm bells because of this just recently because of the abductions that are facilitated by social media use. I mean, these parents have got to keep their kids' private lives private. And then digital kidnapping, you guys can read about that. The new creepiest part of Instagram, right? How many times do we post on Instagram? Is this weird group of people that put in voices to your kids. They animate your kids' pictures, and they baby role play with them in a very sexual manner. So I know this is disgusting, but I've just got to tell you what the FBI and these security people are revealing and writing about and letting me know about. So if your child who cannot consent to what you post, do not post it. Keep the dates and names. Don't use their real name if you have to do it. It can negatively affect your child's future as well as far as getting into college and getting jobs. Because if any of this AI takes over, then it's out there and it's really hard to prove that they didn't put it out there.
I think everybody's so excited about it. It's crazy. It shows the ignorance truly of what can happen with this. Anyway, we're up against the time, Dr. V. We will catch you next week, I'm sure.
God bless for what you're doing, and have a lot of fun this week.
Thanks.
All right. Hey, Brad Dinkins joins us in the next Who's Protecting Your Rights? Who's Protecting Your Legal Rights? He is. We'll talk more about it with him when we return.